Well, it is book pick time, and first of all, I just want to put rumors to rest. We've been having a couple of people who have called us up and said because of the wacky summer schedule, we've had to move some things around every once in a while, and book picks hasn't been in this place where it normally is, and people have said, oh, well, that means you're doing away with that segment. Well, far from it. Far from it. In fact, this week we may even have two, for goodness sakes. We love our book pick segment. We will always have our book pick segment. And one of our favorite booksellers of all time is here with us this morning. It is Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck. She joins us to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this summer season. And it's always a delight to see you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Joe.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic.
All right. You have a theme today.
I
love.
Yes.
And so it's not only for all of us, but for kids who are perhaps looking for things to do and to keep up their reading during the summer months. You are coming to our aid.
Yes. Yeah. So I thought about what I wanted to talk about this week. And as we're sort of digging our heels into summer, summer's a really important time for kids and their reading and their language development. There's this thing called the summer slide where, you know, kids leave school, they have time off, they don't read books. And when they go back to school in the fall, they're behind their classmates who did read throughout the summer. So I wanted to pick out some of my favorite summer reads, new stuff that is going to keep kids excited about books. For me, it's all about like our kids having fun reading. If the book that they picked up is boring them, if they don't want to keep reading it, give them a different book.
Mm.
It is so important that kids connect books with fun. It's really an important lifetime skill, reading, as we all know. And I think I also really want to mention that it's so important that kids see their parents reading and their guardians reading, because they learn by example. And if kids never see you, your kids never see you reading a book, they're not going to think of books as a thing that you can do as a grown up.
An important thing.
It's so important. So I picked out some of my favorites, and we're going to go from youngest to oldest. And the first one, this is actually the only picture book that I brought with me today because I love it so very much. It is a new picture book from Ryan Higgins called We Don't Eat Our Classmates. Ryan is the author of the Mother Bruce books. He is, I personally think that he's one of the funniest writers for little kids today. I say this book is good for ages like 3 to 6. And it is the story of a little girl who's a T-Rex, and she is about to start school, and she's extremely nervous about it. And she shows up on her first day of school to discover that all of her classmates are children. And she immediately eats them because children are delicious. And the teacher says, you can't eat your classmates. And so she spits them back out again, and they're all really mad that they got eaten. So she has to learn
they're all drooly. Yeah.
She has to learn that you can't eat your classmates. And she sort of learns this lesson by trying to stick her finger in the tank of the class goldfish, who, of course, chomps on her finger. And she doesn't like that very much. She learns a little bit about boundaries.
Walter the goldfish.
Yes. it is hysterically funny. The illustrations are vibrant and fun, and this is just a great, funny story.
This may be a minor thing, but it is this book, when I was a kid, would have been the perfect size. It's a little bit larger, a little bit longer
mm-hmm.
than the normal picture book.
Yeah.
How great. It just like feels like you're enveloped by it, especially
Absolutely.
as a youngin. It's We Don't Eat Our Classmates by Ryan Higgins. Very fun.
And then moving on to middle grade. So I would say these are all good for kids ages 8 and up. The first one I want to talk about is a graphic novel called Be Prepared. The author is Vera Broskall. Now, I think it gets better every year, but every summer I at least have a couple of parents who come in and say, oh, I don't want my kids to read a graphic novel. It's like, it's a comic book. It's too easy.
Yeah.
And to them I say, oh, no, no. graphic novels
yes.
are absolutely fantastic. So first of all, they're really fun to read. They keep the kids engaged. They teach visual literacy. The way we read pictures is almost as important as the way we read words. And also, if you haven't read a contemporary graphic novel for kids, what you're thinking of as a comic has come so far. These stories are so complex and wonderful. This book is just as good as any full textbook that I could hand a kid. So this one, Be Prepared, is a graphic memoir. So it's a true story of her life growing up as an immigrant from Russia. and her parents send her at summertime. They're living in the United States. They can't afford the fancy summer camps, so they send her to a Russian Orthodox summer camp. Hijinks ensue. It is hilarious. Anything, you know, any memories that you have of growing up and going to summer camp are emulated in this book. The hilarious cultural quirks of a Russian Orthodox camp are highlighted. And as someone who personally
was
absolutely terrified of summer camp, I have only bad memories of summer camp. I read this book both delighted and horrified throughout. And it's a hoot and a half.
Did you only go once?
I think I went almost every summer, but I would go to different camps because I never liked one enough to go.
Tried once and I never got into it.
I'm just, the whole outdoorsiness thing. I'm getting better, but it's not my thing.
When you were talking about the graphic novels, you used the word complex, and I love that phrase because they really do. They're mind exercises because you're looking at the pictures, you're reading the words,
yes,
and then you're going along with it, and your mind is doing different things than reading a traditional book, and it's really quite fun and exciting and different.
Absolutely.
I like it. Be prepared is the name of the book.
And then moving on to a more traditional novel style of book, Midnight Without a Moon by Linda Williams-Jackson. This is an absolutely gorgeous story. It's about it's set in 1955 in Mississippi. It's about a 13-year-old black girl who is going through her regular everyday life. She lives with her grandparents on a cotton plantation. They're sharecroppers. And the town next to her town, Emmett Till, is killed for allegedly whistling at a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a contemporary story set during the time of Emmett Till from the eyes of one of his peers who is seeing this happen, seeing the killers not get any punishment, and saying, wait a second, that's not okay. Why is this happening? And it's a beautiful look at the beginning of the civil rights in Mississippi. And you get a ton of historical content, but you also get a really emotional, personal story and a beautiful window into that time.
It is called Midnight Without a Moon by Linda Williams-Jackson.
And then moving into something a little bit more fun is Bob. That's the title, Bob. It's co-written by two fantastic best-selling authors, Wendy Mast and Rebecca Stead. And this is the story of a girl who 5 years prior had gone to Australia to visit her grandmother. She's come back to Australia. She goes into the guest room, and she discovers that in the closet of the guest room is her imaginary friend, Bob, who she had left there 5 years earlier, and he's been waiting for her because she said she would be right back.
Yeah.
He's been in the closet for 5 years. He's a little green fellow who's wearing a chicken costume, and she has no memory of him. So it's told in alternating chapters from Bob's perspective and from the girl's perspective, all about growing up, what it means to sort of like leave behind the stuff from childhood, but to not want to be forgotten. It's just tender and lovely and funny and sweet.
No, I didn't ask the. Let me see here the cover. So Bob is a real boy.
Well,
where we don't know.
It's sort of left up to the reader to decide exactly.
Because he looks sort of Ewok-ish in the picture, right?
Yeah, well, he's wearing his chicken costume, but the feathers fell off.
Okay.
Obviously,
see, Mike is. You were right. He just was wearing the chicken costume and the feathers fell off. Should have listened to Mike. Okay.
And then into total goofiness and delight, I wanted to talk about a series that's been out for a little while. There are, I believe, 5 books out now. The newest one is called Spy School Secret Service. But this is the Spy School series by Stuart Gibbs. It is about a 12-year-old middle schooler who is he's a nerd. He's a goofball. He all he wants in life is to be a CIA agent.
Oh,
yeah, right?
Who doesn't? Right.
So all of a sudden he gets recruited for this special science magnet high school, but it's actually a front for the CIA. And so obviously life is going to be sweet now.
Yep.
But it was a misunderstanding and he wasn't really supposed to be asked. It was a case of mistaken identity.
Oh.
But he's going to make it work and no one will be the wiser because he's going to be a double agent. It is hilarious. It's fun. It's the kind of book that kids can just like rip through real quick. And there's also one in the series called Spy Camp, which would be like a perfect book to send along with your kids to camp.
It is called Spy School, and this particular book, it's by Stuart Gibbs, and you can check that out in the whole series and find out more information on our website or Susanna's website, and we'll tell you about that at the end of the segment. Okay.
Okay, moving on to books for teens. So these are all good for ages 12 and up. The first is Scythe, S-C-Y-T-H-E, by Neil Schusterman. Neil was a National Book Award winner. This book was a Prinz Honor book, Prinz being sort of like the Newbery Medal for young adult books. This is dystopian. It's like we're living in this world where there's no hunger and no disease and no war, and we've even conquered death. But we have overpopulation, so we need people to end their lives. And we need scythes to help them do it. So this is about two kids who are chosen to be an apprentice to a scythe. They both don't want this job, but that's what fate has in store for them. And the lessons they learn on this journey are transcendent. And it's just fantastic. There's two books. I believe it's just a two-book series. But they're both out now, so you can read them both this summer.
It is by Neil Schusterman and Scythe. So very cool.
And then Piecing Me Together by Renee Watson. This book has received an incredible number of accolades, Newbery Honor, Coretta Scott King Award. It's about a girl who's living in the inner city. She wants to get out. She wants to do great things with her life. Her mom is supportive of that. She goes to a private school every day. She takes the bus out of her neighborhood into this private school. But she gets assigned to this mentorship program, and she feels like she's being singled out as somebody who needs fixing. And so it's sort of about identity and who you are and who you want to be and how the world sees you. It's absolutely gorgeously written, and yeah. I just absolutely loved it.
About 2 weeks ago, I went to our local independent bookstore, Bat and Kill Books, in Cambridge with my niece, and she's 12, and she picked – that was the book – well, one of about four, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Got that book and is loving it.
It's
absolutely
wonderful. Yeah.
Just enraptured.
Excellent.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And then last but not least, I have to mention Marisha Pessel's new young adult novel, Neverworld Wake. So Marisha Pessel, you may know her name from the adult novels Special Topics in Calamity Physics and Night Film, which are wild, wild books. She has now tried her hand at young adult. She's fantastic. And Neverworld Wake is about this group of wealthy teenagers. A year prior, one of them was sort of mysteriously died. They've all come back together at one of their mansions for one sort of like last reunion night. And a mysterious man shows up at the door and says, "You are stuck in the Neverworld Wake. You're going to be reliving these 11 hours until you decide which one of you will live and the rest of you will die." It's wild. It's sort of like a really, I want to say a dark Groundhog Day, though Groundhog Day itself is pretty dark. It's sort of a Groundhog Day-esque, super meta, incredibly readable page turner, where basically these six kids have to decide only one of them is going to live at the end of this book. Which one's it going to be? And how are they going to get there? And how long are they going to relive these 11 hours?
Wow.
It's eerie. It's so good.
Neverworld Wake is the name of the book by Marisha Pessel. That is not all we have to talk about, though. You have a very cool event. You
have
a big book launch event.
We do. This Friday night at our Rhinebeck store at 6 o'clock, we're going to be launching Francine Prose's new book, What to Read and Why, which is sort of a companion to her now classic, Reading Like a Writer.
Right.
Francine is one of our beloved local authors, and this new book is absolutely fantastic. So we actually have two chances for you to meet Francine this Friday, which is the launch event at 6 at Rhinebeck store. And then next Thursday, the 12th, we'll also be hosting her at the White Hart in Salisbury, Connecticut, if that's a little closer to you. We're just really excited. And also, I will say that next week, a week from tonight, we are launching the reissue of Samantha Hunt's novel, The Seas. And if you don't know Sam's work, she's really sort of risen in the last few years, and her work is just gorgeous.
New book is, well, it's a reissue.
It's a reissue, but it's like in a beautiful new package.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Really nice.
Cool. Yeah. So all kinds of good stuff. Yep. So you can find out more by going to the Oblong website. It's oblongbooks.com, oblongbooks.com. Better yet, you can visit them in person in Rhinebeck and or Millerton. You can also see Susanna's list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Susanna Hermans, it's always great to see you. Best to you and to the family and to the store and the whole crew there. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.